said DJ.
Dissect DJs, about to boogie in your butt. Eddie Murphy. This is a song that Casso and I have never heard, but one of our listeners, somebody that is one of the first to say they truly love the Dissect DJs and gave a shout out on Instagram. Shout out to Quad City Chick.
Quad City Chick, Quad City Chick.
She said that we should do this song. This was a request, and I said, I've never heard that. Casso was like, I've never heard that. But we're like, you know what? What a perfect addition to do a song that we've never heard before. And we both love Eddie Murphy. We both love the 80s. And I'm already loving the beginning of this song, man. I got
to
be honest with you.
So right off the bat, we actually have to point out that this is an Eddie Murphy song. Who did, apparently, a musical career in the, mid-80s or something? Back when Eddie Murphy was, like, on top of the world, when he could basically, he was running the comedy game. He was doing a bunch of these comedy movies. Specials that were crushing it. He had, like, Beverly Hills Cop going. He was running the Saturday Night Live. He was like, you know what, fuck it, I'm going to take on a music career. And he started putting out jams like this.
Strong 80s feel to it. Like, it just has a strong 80s, but so far I'm liking the beat. And
comes in hard, yeah.
I want to go ahead and thank you once again, Quad City. This is for you. And let's hear what Eddie Murphy got to say.
See you where it takes us. That might be as 80s a beat as it gets.
Hey, I ain't putting no boogie in nobody's butt. That's nasty, man. What you talking about, putting boogies in people's butt? You out your mind or something? You go to jail for doing something like that. Well, step aside, my friend. I've been doing it for years. I say sit on down, open your eyes, and open up your ears. Say put a tree in your butt. Put a bubble bee in your butt.
Whoa! Where did this song just go?
I don't know.
First of all, came in with a strong 80s feel.
I don't know what just happened.
Your butt, which I like, got me ready to, like, what is happening?
He started yelling at me with 80s aggression real quick. What was any of that? Did you pull up the lyrics?
Yeah. I ain't putting no boogie in nobody's butt. That's nasty, man. What are you talking about?
Who was asking him to do that?
I don't know, man. Out of nowhere. Eddie just
Those were the first lines of the song. Immediately, I wonder, was this entire track made as a response to somebody asking Eddie to put Boogie in his... I don't even know. I don't understand. I don't know.
I don't know, but that's nasty, man.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, and then he goes, putting Boogie in people's butt? Are you out of your mind or something? Can you go to jail and do something like that? That's the first lines were.
All right,
man, what a crazy beginning.
Can I be honest?
Go ahead. I hope you're always honest with me, Castle.
Well, I always am. And my initial honest reaction is, I kind of want to bail on the song. It sounds like a fucked up song. It sounds like a song that I'm like, it's not going to get better. I think the initial beat that we heard is as good as it's going to get. And it's only downhill from here. The fact that he just began the first verse by just screaming about how he doesn't want any boogie in his butt, I'm good. I'm out. I'm like, I don't know.
I gotta be honest.
Did Eddie just spend some time in prison and like he's like yelling at the microphone and this is a period of time where he's too much of a star for anybody to be like, yo, you don't probably want to put this out there, but I don't know.
I gotta be honest. I am, the whole time this song has been playing, my butt has been boogieing. So, I don't know what your problem is.
In your butt, say stop to sneeze. In your butt, say put a tin can. In your butt, put a little tiny man. In your butt, say put a light. In your butt, say make it bright. In your butt, say put a TV.
Wait a minute, man. He's putting a lot of things in his butt.
A lot of things going in the butt right now.
Okay, so he's... All right, he's...
Say the words.
He put a bumblebee in your butt. He put a clock in your butt. A big rock in your butt. Some fleas in your butt.
What?
Start to sneeze in your butt.
All those things actually just got said in
the
song.
Put a tin can in your butt.
He actually just said all those things.
Put a little tiny man in your butt.
Okay, well, I don't even know what that's supposed to be. Like, what could that be? What else could that be other than, like, an action figure?
Well, put a light in your butt.
Like, 1988.
Make it bright in your butt.
All right. I don't... Exactly. This is why I wanted to bail on the song.
Put a TV in your butt.
I'm still standing with my decision to bail on the song.
However, at the end, he saves himself.
30 seconds in.
Put me in your butt.
No, he doesn't save himself because he just threw 19 things that doesn't need to be anywhere near anybody's rectum. Put me in your butt. You're about to say.
I see you dancing over there.
No part of me is dancing right now.
I ain't put no trees in nobody's butt, no bees in nobody's butt. Put nothing. You must be out your mind, man. You ain't paid for doing this. You got to get some kind of money, because this don't sound like the kind of. I'd rather golf, to be perfectly honest, than put something in somebody's butt. Be truthful.
What is Eddie? Eddie just goes off, man. He doesn't want. He's just telling somebody he don't want to put no trees, no bees. He don't want to get paid for doing this. He just randomly starts talking mid-track. He thought he could get away with everything.
You ever feel like you're in a conversation with somebody and you're just like, oh my God, I'm like way too deep in this conversation to be able to get out immediately, but like I only want to get out of it cleanly as possible. That's how I feel about listening to this song. Like somebody starts talking to you about like, yeah, my dad, he's in court right now for, like, this murder trial, and you're like, oh, shit. I didn't even want to talk to this person about what beer they're drinking, but now I'm in this conversation, you're like, I am stuck. That's kind of how I feel about listening to the song. I'm just like, Eddie has spent the first, what, minute and a half talking about what kind of things could go in butts, and I don't want to explore any further. I'm like, I'm trying to back out. Can I back out?
Nope. Get ready. Sign my friend and let me show you how you do it. When Big Fat E just rock do it. Put a case in your butt. I say put a metal case in your butt. I say put a face in your butt. I say put a frown in your butt. I say put a clown in your butt. I say sit on down in your butt. I say put a boat in your butt. I say put a moat in your butt. Put a mink coat in your butt. Put everything in your butt. Just stop to sing about your butt. Feels real good. Oh my goodness, he's putting everything in his butt. I don't know how this man's fitting so many things in his butt.
I don't need you.
A middle case, a face, a frown, a clown, down, boat.
Did I hear a mint coat?
A mint coat.
Okay.
He's putting everything in your butt.
Wait, none of the. Okay.
I don't know why he's so infatuated with the butt in this kid. Like, why would you want to put so many things in a butt? Like, things are supposed to go out of the butt, which is shit.
Why did nobody.
Maybe if you like some butt play, then, you know, do a little of that. Yeah, but no, you don't need to do all this.
I gotta say, there's no way that this song is made by somebody that doesn't like butt play. Like, Eddie likes some shit in his ass. That's all I'm getting out of this, because he made an entire song about
Eddie
just
was
like,
a freak.
Now, wait a second now. Do y'all get paid for this, for doing this, putting their butt and all that stuff? Really? Hey, what's this, $100 bill? I get to keep this $100 if I be putting stuff in people's butt? Really? Step aside. Put a telephone!
Alright, wait a second. Did I just hear Eddie say, like, wait a second? Are y'all asking if I'm really talking about putting all this stuff in people's butts? Is that what I just heard him say?
Yeah. Putting the butt
yeah,
in
dude.
Really?
Cause that's literally been the entire song. You
what
haven't
$100 bill. I get to keep this $100 bill if I put all this stuff in people's butts.
It's not even like we have misinterpreted what you're trying to say. It's literally the only thing you've said at this point, and it kind of makes me think back. Because I don't know where else to go with this. Like
delirious times.
Yes, I think of Eddie's delirious set.
Eddie.
When he must break the record for the number
of F-words. He's 6'5", I'm 5'2".
He literally, like, watch Eddie's delirious set where he's, like, wearing, like, a Thriller red vest type of getup. He literally breaks the record for number of times you could say the F-word. And not the F-word you're thinking. And his whole, and he literally opens with, like, oh, I got a rule. Nobody's allowed to look at my butt. Nobody that's gay allowed to look at my butt. And, like, it kind of starts making me wonder, like, why were you. You ever, like, come across somebody who is way too over the top. Like, oh, are you calling me gay? Are you think I'm gay? Wait. Who's saying I'm gay? Are you saying I'm gay?
Like, yeah, so it's called Extreme Deny because you supply. Put a telephone in your butt. Say, put some dust in your butt. I say, it's a must in your butt. I say, pizza crust in your butt. Say, put a telephone in your butt. Put a dinosaur bone in your butt. Put a radiator in your butt. I say, see ya later in your butt. Put an alligator in your butt. Say, okay, wait. Can we
stop for a second?
Yeah, sure.
I just needed a break from all that. Sure.
Let me tell you everything we have in our
books. No, I don't. I don't need to hear the list.
Real quick. Telephone.
It's fine. Yeah,
a bunch of pizza. Another telephone.
There's multiple telephones in the list.
Somehow there's two telephones. Okay. A dinosaur. A radiator. You got to see you later in your butt. Alligator. Money. It feels real funny.
Okay. All right. Yes. See, why does he know that? Okay.
I don't think he wrote this, though.
There's no way somebody else.
Eddie Murphy.
Yes, there's no way anybody else would have wrote these words. This is the first one that's like kind of leaving me speechless because I'm just like, there's literally nothing. Not done.
Are you ready?
I know. There's probably another 2.5 months.
No, only 30 more seconds. Want to finish it?
Yeah, we're too far.
Let's finish it. Seconds. Oh, they brought in a horn. Oh. Castle. I lied. It's still going.
Yeah, no, it's...
Actually, it is turning off. Apparently, there's put a quarter, put a penny, put a dime, put a nickel, put a tickle, put a... Oh, there he goes.
Okay.
Now he's gonna put some grass, shot glass.
I gotta be honest.
Eddie Murphy.
Okay. Alright.
Boogie in your butt, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's just jump to the ratings. Where do you get that? Where do we stand?
Boogie in your butt gets a I'll go ahead and give it a I'll take that back. I'm gonna give it a one clap with a bunch of booty slaps. I'll take that back. One clap. He gets one clap.
I'm supposed to ignore the fact that you gave it clearly like a 5 or 6 clap before that.
No, that was one clap with a bunch of booty slaps because it's a boogie in your butt. So I was tapping the butt.
Yeah.
You get it? That's why.
Yeah. Okay. This is what I give it.
Alright. What is that? I give it. Sounds like dollar bills.
Taking a dollar bill out of somebody's asshole. Because this fool told us that dollar bill in your butt.
So you took the dollar bill that he put in somebody's butt and you just took it out. As your rating,
that's a shot glass out of your butt. That's me taking that. This is all. I'm going negative. Okay, there's no claps here involved. This is just me pulling things out. Okay. Oh, that's me taking a cocktail out of your butt because I need to get things back in my life as a result of listening to that song. I don't know. There's so many questions I have as to how this piece of music actually. First of all, we got recorded. It feels like a bet that Eddie Murphy lost or something that he owed the mob where they're like, hey, either you pay us $55 million or you put out a song specifically about shit that people would put in their butt and all the things that you don't want in your butt. But maybe kind of do because you're singing an entire song about it. Like, There's no way that I can understand why this song was made, if not for Eddie having his life being threatened by a mob. That's the only way I can understand how the song got made.
Castle just took dollar bill, a cocktail, and what else did you take out?
Like an entire shot glass.
Oh, and a shot glass.
Yeah.
Out of a butt.
So that's the only negative.
And I'm the only other person here. Where do you think those things came out of, ladies and gentlemen? Give me that cocktail, damn it.
It's really not good to put this back in your system, right? All right, I honestly just want to be done with this song because, like, everything about it was super uncomfortable.
Well, thank you, Quad City
Quad
Chick.
City, I love you for the love. But I don't know why you put us through this.
I don't know why you did it. What did you do to us?
Can't understand.
That's why we never heard this song.
I can't understand why you were even aware of the song.
How do you know this song?
Yeah.
How do you know this song?
We should have brought her on to actually explain what this was because that didn't... I feel worse.
I feel like
I need a shower now after listening to that.
Yeah.
And Eddie Murphy has better than that too. I know he does.
And it is Eddie Murphy week. So
is it Murphy week? Seriously?
No, I guess not. Like, I guess we don't have to.
I don't know. I don't know if he earns a week. I don't know if he earns a week after all that.
Well, we do know his girl likes to party all the time.
Do we know?
And let's be honest, that track is.
That was really
above and beyond this track. Like
that was not a song that should have ever seen the light of day. Okay.
I didn't know he did a track like that.
Okay. And just for the record, that was below zero claps, okay?
Which
holding a dollar bill out of an asshole.
I believe that's the lowest. I believe that's the lowest rating we've ever had on.
I don't think that there will ever be a lower ranking.
There might be.
We will keep it on the board to see.
That's definitely lowest at this point.
That's the lowest ranking that we've
had. That's not my lowest ranking.
That's mine.
Yeah. So far, mine was Dance Monkey and then this one.
That's... No, I beat it. Okay. So that's on the board.
But it had a good beat to it. At least this had a good beat to it. Dance Monkey didn't have a good beat to it.
He ruined it by making the entire song literally only about what could go in somebody's asshole.
Which most of them can't. Like, you can't put a radiator
on somebody's butt. None of the things. None of the... Like, Eddie, why are we... I have so many questions. Fortunately, Eddie's alive, and I'm going to now Google search his explanation for this. I wish... If I ever meet Eddie, that's going to be my first question I asked him. But, yeah, we need to get out of this, okay?
Once again, trapped. Shout out to Quad City Chick for giving us this song, but it sucked. What are you doing to us right now? Come on. All right. Well, with that said, Castle, you ready?
Yes. Very ready.
Let's get out of here. Next!
I cannot believe how bad that was.